And join us today on Perspectives is Susanna Marin. Susanna is originally from Long Beach Island, New Jersey. She currently lives in Manhattan with her family and still spends her summers on the Jersey Shore. Between the Tides is her first novel. And thank you very much for being with us here today, Susanna.
Thank you for having me on.
So let's talk a little bit about the fact that this is your first novel. So have you always been interested in writing? Did you journal when you were young? Or tell us a little bit about you growing up.
Well, actually, I've always wanted to be a writer, and Susanna Marin is a pen name, and under my real name, I've published 13 nonfiction books, and I'm a gender studies professor here in New York at Marymount Manhattan College.
You just mentioned that you're using a pen name and that you have 13 other published books, nonfiction. So what made you decide to use a pen name? Was it because perhaps people had already put you in a niche or the fact that somebody new would be more appealing to them? Why did you do that?
Well, it's really about differentiating the genre. And having written the 13 nonfiction women's issue books, I've really been very fortunate and I've established a career in that, as you say, a niche. So when I spoke with my publisher and I said, you know, I'd really like to write fiction as well, and I've always written both, but I've published nonfiction, they said, we'd love you to have a pen name and really start fresh. And I said, that's great, because I'd love to have a pen name, a really pretty name. So it worked out just perfectly, and it's actually very cool to choose your name.
Yeah, because you chose this, Susanna Marin, is there a reason why you chose Marin as perhaps a family member, a great-grandmother, or just an author that you like?
It's a name that I had always wanted, and the interesting part about this is that I had told my mother when I was in college, I said, look, you know, I want very much to be a writer, and I don't really find my name so melodic, and I wish that I could be called Susanna, not Susan, and then I chose Marin. So I had wanted it for a long time.
We are visiting with Susanna Marin, and she is the author of the novel Between the Tides. Tell us a little bit about some of your nonfiction work. You wrote that under Susan Shapiro Barish, is that correct?
I did, okay. And the topics there are really research and interviews with women. So those nonfiction books are a combination of interviewing women all across the country, different ages, social strata, ethnicity, combined with research about certain topics such as mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law, female rivalry, female infidelity, the sister bond, mothers and daughters, the role of the wife in America's, the modern wife is quite riveting to me. So in fact, I really called for my research and created the characters for Between the Tides, very modern women, working women, non-working women, you know, the two main characters, one works and one doesn't. And as the role of mother is very important in our culture, I take a look at motherhood, wifehood, what is trust, what is betrayal, and has very much to do with what I've researched.
I was going to say earlier the fact that these characters and the way the story is outlined fits a lot of the work that you did before in nonfiction. And of course, when someone reads this novel, it's your first novel. But was it difficult to switch from nonfiction and academic type research to writing something like this? Because your prose is just incredible. It's awesome.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice of you to say. Well, you know what's really different about it is that you're sitting at a desk in front of a computer and you're with your imagination. And for all of the nonfiction, I was really sitting with a stack of interviews, the notes I had taken with this disparate and varied group of women, all different ages, as I said, social strata, ethnicity, and listening to their emotional responses to being a wife, to being a sister, to having a female boss versus a male boss. And now, to write fiction, you sit without the books, the treatises you found, the websites that inform, and you say to yourself, wow, this is just me and my mind. So it is a little different.
We're visiting with Susanna Marin. She is the author of the novel Between the Tides. Let me just read a review here from the New York Post. And it sounds riveting. It sounds like a coming attraction Christmas 2016. It says adultery, female rivalry, toxic friends, marriage, and motherhood. Maren taps those themes in her fast-paced first novel. Lane Morris, an artist and mom of her four entrenched in the city, moves to an affluent New Jersey suburb where her surgeon husband lands a top job. Beneath the veneer of money and success, dark secrets threaten to destroy Lane's family. The New York Post. And of course, if I read that a little bit more dramatic and we had some music, like I said, it sounds like a trailer for an upcoming movie.
That's so nice of you. Well, people are saying it's a pretty vivid story, so it is, I think, in a way, visual. And as you know, Between the Tides has a lot to do with a water theme, the idea of water as being a part of your life and almost a character in the novel, really.
So tell me a little bit about when the book opens. Is it Lane or Lainey?
Lainey.
Okay, Lainey is a reading or telling a story to her youngest about Selkies. And anyone who is a parent or has read to children know that you cannot leave out anything because children remember everything about the story. And this is something that happens a little bit through Lainey when she's talking about the Selkies. Why don't you guide us through that?
The idea that Lainey is sitting with her children and reading, well, really reciting the Selkie myth.
Yes.
Yeah, Lainey, and you know, her husband comes in, but within the first few pages, her very important, prominent surgeon husband, Charles, comes in and really nixes this as the choice of bedtime story. But she does, the daughter, Claire, you know, Lainey has four children. She has a son who's 14 named Tom, and she has a daughter, Matilda, who's at the very heart of the book, named, she is 12. And then she has the twins, who are only 5, Claire and Jack. So Claire really loves this Selkie story, and it's very obvious to the reader that she's heard it a few times, and she does know every detail. And we do ask ourselves, this is like the happiest story we've ever heard to be telling your young children. The son, Jack, doesn't even like it, and of course that's intentional too, because as a gender professor and because of my nonfiction, we know there really is a gender divide in terms of how stories and incidents and interests in life really resonate for males and females.
We are visiting with Susanna Maren. Susanna is the author of the novel Between the Tides. You just gave us the names of the children. And Matilda is what I grabbed from reading this novel is that she kind of is the political person who's trying to make peace and make sure that everything's okay and big supporter of mom. And also, but she has a hard time getting her dad's approval, I think.
Or even his attention. It's
yes.
Really like a divided family. And that's a very interesting topic to me, how gender roles so define us and how Charles, the husband slash surgeon, is so aligned with Tom, the older son, and has such a strong identity with him, and how Matilda and Lainey are so looped together. And one of the questions that I'm asking in this novel really is, what is the role of mother? What do we owe our daughters in particular? And is Lainey really helping or hindering Matilda? She becomes almost the parentified child. Really does. She takes on all of her mother's complexity, and she's only 12 years old.
You have introduced us to some of the characters, but later on we also meet Candy. And Candy plays a very important role in your novel.
Right. She is the nanny, and she comes from New York to the fictive town of Elliott, New Jersey, a very beautiful, serene, at least on the surface, suburb that I've created, and Candy does go with the family, with Lainey and her children and her husband, to this suburb.
When you are married to a doctor, whether you're male or female, I would imagine, and I'm not sure, but the fact that, well, anything you work at is very political, and Charles is trying to work this game to the best of his ability, not realizing that there are other characters in the story. Charles is so much into getting what he wants or setting himself up that he forgets about Lainey and the children. And perhaps not intentionally, he's trying to make up and show them, look what we have, look what we can do, look what we just did. But he's looking more about what happens to Charles. Is he the head of this department? Is he written a lot of research? Has he been published? And that's the impression that I got, that Charles is more about what he has to do and Lainey has to take care of everything else.
Right. It's a very traditional family. And one of the questions also in this book is, at what price wifedom and motherhood? And at what price do you believe in the greater good? Houses, husbands, children, where do you fit in? She is in a town that's conventional now. She has left a city where diversity and many ways to live your life, these are fabric, part of the fabric of New York City. She's now in this rarefied universe. You would assume everyone would be happy and everything is so pristine, but this is, in a way, partly a mystery, although it's not a thriller or a mystery book, but really what lurks beneath? What are the secrets that we uncover, and why is it so shocking to us?
We are visiting with Susanna Marin. Susanna is the author of the novel Between the Tides. And this is a novel involving traditional American family, working father. He's a doctor. He's a professional man. And Lainey is an artist, and she has four children. And the fact that Charles is trying to work his way up and make everything seem like he's at the top and putting everyone with him. Between the tides, it sounds almost like, okay, Lainey is caught there between the tides. But when they move to, they leave the city, which I thought was kind of different, because a lot of times you'll read about something where the family is moving to the city, and so they're introduced to the concrete jungle. But in this time, they go to a suburb, a nice, quiet area. But it doesn't seem to work out, because Lainey, being the mother, she has to make sure that everybody's okay. And then she encounters, I guess, what, I don't know what you would call it, but perhaps a social discrimination?
I think that she really can't fit in. So, yes. The idea of conformity, and that's another question that I'm asking. What is conformity, and what is it about conformity that we believe as women in our society is the answer? Why is it the answer? And what is perfection? Is there any such thing? And why do we all seek it? What have we been taught as women that makes us think it's pivotal, critical, that things are perfect? Because we all know in everyday life that we strive for it and that it eludes us because it doesn't really exist. So, you know, is Lainey prepared for the life she enters? Well, we take the journey with her. And, of course, there's Jess. And Jess is, the book is told through two voices, the voice of Lainey and the voice of Jess. And they're very different types. And that brings me to another favorite theme of mine, which is why are we as females so typecast in our society? So Lainey is the dreamy one, and Jess is really kind of an it girl. She's really made a career of being accepted and important in the society they live in, which is being mothers and wives and attractive and smart enough, but not at work all day.
We are visiting with Susanna Marin. Susanna is the author of the novel Between the Tides. You mentioned Jess just now, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I got the impression that the way that these characters were created, everything is turned around, because when Lainey is younger, she's the one who is rich. They have just about everything anybody would want. And Jess, on the other hand, now she's the one who is on top of the social class, and so she really covets that.
Well, I think, you know, they knew each other back in the day. Another very interesting theme to me, that female friendships, even the ones that are from years ago, truly keep going. So the stakes are much higher now, but they sort of find each other after all these years and play out the same rivalry and the same way of treating each other that they did when they were 18 years old. Now they're in their early 40s, and everything that Jess felt about Lainey still exists and still informs the whole relationship. So Jess is on top of things now, but always felt threatened by Lainey. Lainey is slightly oblivious to that, but now they have a lot in common. They have very successful husbands. Jess herself has two children. Lainey has four. So there's a tremendous amount that would make them similar, but are they really?
We're visiting with Susanna Marin. She is the author of the novel Between the Tides. Are they really different? And one of the things that pops up is when Lainey is dropping off her son at a party. And I think that scene is just, to me, it was like cruel to Lainey. And I can see how it's embarrassing for her and really embarrassing for Tom as well.
I think that the pool scene is really telltale, but, you know, I would hope, having written the book, that most of the scenes that I wrote are telltale.
Yes.
But the way that it unfolds, the coterie of women, and although it's in a very beautiful town of Elliott, and it is at a private home with a pool, and we say, wow, this is the lap of luxury, Based on my research for all my nonfiction, when women are clannish, it really doesn't matter if they have tremendous wealth or they're not very wealthy or just middle class. When a group of mothers is as unfriendly to a new mother and her son who is new in town, it really isn't about the type of town, but about a type of behavior. So although I decided to write it and make it sort of ironic, isn't it?
Yes.
As I said earlier, everything looks so beautiful, but there's a lot of unrest and a lot of really mean girl behavior here. So what happens with Tom and Lainey that day at the pool really sets the tone for entering this new town that has very little interest in being inclusive.
We're visiting with Susanna Marin. Susanna is the author of the novel Between the Tides. In your novel, when I was reading it, I got a little bit of a flashback of one of the characters from The Help, if you remember that novel.
Read it and I've seen the film, yeah, and I've even met the author. I like that book very much.
Okay, well, the scene, I guess, there is that done some research for nonfiction as well, that there are what some people call trophy wives, and then the men and the women competing against each other. In this novel of yours, you show us a little bit about that, and I was wondering, from your research that you've done, how does this compare between male and female? In other words, do the women act clannish, and do they tend to protect or help each other out? And how do the men act in a situation like this?
I think for the men, which is, of course, a microcosm of our society, they are not as backbiting. They're not as rivalrous. Are they competitive? Sure. But they compete in a healthier way because it's a patriarchal culture, and they've had more options. The men don't feel disenfranchised, so they don't need to compete in a covert way. The women will smile to your face and stab you in the back. Exactly as I found when I wrote my book on female rivalry called Tripping the Prom Queen, that there is in so many instances an underlying sense of limited goods that applies to women. And by limited goods, I mean if she has it, I can't have it. This irrational thinking that there's not enough pie, not enough opportunity to go around. So that's how the women treat each other in Elliot, in my novel. And in many other places, many, many towns, rural areas, cities, suburbs in our country, not just women at 25 or 35 or 45, but based on my nonfiction book, Tripping the Prom Queen, really for a lifetime. And that's why what Lainey and Jess endured as teenage girls and young women plays out again later in this book.
And what about young people like Tom? How does it affect young people?
For Tom, it's really tricky. His father is his hero in an almost divided family where the girls stick with their mother and the boys stick with their father, which, again, is an observation and a big part of the story. And he sees what his mother goes through, but it doesn't seem to be his journey. It really isn't his story, and it won't be. And I think that at 14, he's keenly aware of that, which is true of many boys in our society. They see the plight of women. They see the role of men, and they take it all in, and they operate within this structure. So that's what Tom does, exactly what he does.
We are visiting with Susanna Marin. Susanna is the author of the novel Between the Tides, and Susanna has also written 13 other nonfiction books under her real name, which is Susan Shapiro Barish, and Susanna Marin is her pen name, and she has been talking a little bit about her nonfiction work. If you're interested in finding out more about some of these things that she includes in the novel Between the Tides, you might want to go and check out Susan Shapiro Barish, and she has those other books there for your availability. I was wondering, remind me, who is the character who is always playing the violin?
That's Candy.
Okay, Candy.
Nanny. Right.
Okay, well, I think that was great.
She's a fun character, right?
Yes, and I envision that as far as like if they put it on TV or whatever, that out of the blue, here comes somebody playing the violin and entering the music. But it plays different roles and you hear the different chords, different genres as the story progresses because sometimes Lainey doesn't want to hear it and other times, hey, I'm going along with it.
Well, I think that they have an interesting relationship. It's hierarchical, of course, because Candy is hired to look after the children. She loves the children. And it's almost like having a wife to have Candy. So while Lainey is a wife, she has her own wife. And with Candy, she you know, Lainey is an artist. And with Candy, when they lived in New York City, everything went very smoothly. The two of them really operated a ship together. So Candy watched the children, Lainey painted. Lainey loved the New York waterways, the Hudson River, the Gowanus Canal, Red Hook, Brooklyn. She loves all of it. So in New York, she had the ability, the independence, trusting Candy and going out by subway. She'd get to these waterways and get back. But once she moves to Elliott, New Jersey, which is landlocked, which is really tricky for someone who loves water and uses water themes in her art, Candy also is maladjusted. So they really work with each other and in tandem.
We're visiting with Susanna Marin. Susanna is the author of the novel Between the Tides. And this is a novel based as far as they live in New York, Lainey and her family, and then her husband gets a job outside of the city. So they have to leave the city and go to a landlocked place, as Susanna just mentioned, and the adventure begins. Tell us a little bit more about Matilda. What research have you done as far as children like that who kind of take the mother role because perhaps mom is busy or is sick? And we've heard of stories like that. Even Abraham Lincoln, President Lincoln, when his mother passed away, all of a sudden he sort of had to take over world for a while until his dad brought in a new mom. But many instances, the children are forced to grow up too soon.
Yes, and for Matilda, it's really very, very dicey stuff. She has one foot in the new town and one foot in the old life. And the foot that's in the old life is really kind of a tribute to be there for her mother. She sees her mother's maladjustment, and she's suffering her own because she's a 12-year-old girl in seventh grade in a new town. We all know what that's like. And in terms of my knowledge of it, well, I had written a book called You're Grounded Forever, But First Let's Go Shopping. And it was a study of mothers and daughters, whether your daughter's 3 till her 30s. You know, why do we make excuses for our daughters? What do we do to enable them? Are we setting enough boundaries? Are we helping or harming by the way that we raise them? So I took all of that in creating the Matilda Lainey connection.
And in your book, you also mentioned where the father at one point tells Lainey, why doesn't Matilda go out and play? Doesn't she have friends? A 12-year-old shouldn't be in here sitting down all the time. She needs to go out and explore.
Right. Charles is correct about that. And let's give Charles a little credit. You know, Charles is a good father. He loves his wife. He loves his children. There's no question. He's very preoccupied with being a big surgeon, but he really does adore them. And his insight into what Matilda needs is correct. She does. She needs to have a lighter life. She isn't there to make her mother happy. But it's much, you know, again, not to give away the book, but it's much too complicated. So what Charles says is kind of like a Band-Aid on a mortal wound. I mean, it's way too complicated for that. But he is correct. In the moment.
As far as your research that you've done, this is a complicated story, but yet it's not. Because of different relationships, and you explore that in your nonfiction books. For this situation too, Charles gets caught up with Jess also, but it's not because of his lack of love for his wife. I'm thinking maybe it's due to pressure at work or trying to get up that corporate ladder. Could you explain that?
That brings us to another theme that I have always been intrigued by, and that is, what is erotic love? What is love? We love our children. We see that in the book. He loves his wife. He really loves family life. Erotic love is not societally driven. In fact, it's the opposite. It has no limits such as that. It goes beyond that. So what is it about our capacity for love that makes us loyal, and what causes us to betray someone whom we do love as well?
We're visiting with Susanna Marin. Susanna is the author of the novel Between the Tides. And Susanna, we're getting ready to wrap up here. But before we go, I would love for you to give us more information, a website, anything that our listeners could go to find out more about not just your novel, but also your nonfiction work and the research that you've done.
Well, in order to buy Between the Tides, you could go to your local bookstore, Barnes & Noble, or barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. And for my other work with my real name, Susan Shapiro Barish, as opposed to Susanna Marin, You can find my work in exactly the same ways. Some of the titles would be Toxic Friends, and some others, as I mentioned, Tripping the Prom Queen, You're Grounded Forever, But First Let's Go Shopping, Little White Lies, Deep Dark Secrets, The Truth About Why Women Lie, all of these studies that really do dovetail with Between the Tides, my novel.
And the titles are intriguing, too. I love the one, You're Grounded Forever, But First Let's Go Shopping. That's
Thank
a very
you.
Good title. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, we've been visiting with Susanna Marin. Susanna is the author of the novel Between the Tides. And if you want to find out more about Between the Tides, you can just Google Between the Tides or Susanna Marin. That is Susanna with two N's, A-H. Marren. Perspectives is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Eddie Rosales. Our producer is Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Perspectives. I'm Louis Sines.